Chapter 3. The Woman Loses and Finds Her Way. Without Christ to guide me, I am helplessly in the dark. I am afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Since I cannot feel your presence, I will try a substitute. I will go out and try to think of your presence on my own, although my mortal mind is not up to the task. Even a broad array of sophisticated searching is futile. Previously, the cloud of mortal mind seemed to have a silver lining, but now it was not even fringed with light. The best protectors and guides on earth are clueless. I ask them, "Saw ye him whom my soul loveth?" Christ is not appreciable to me when I try to figure things out by myself. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. But as soon as I turned and left the material guides behind, you were here. With great mercies will I gather thee. This time I will not let you go until you bless me. I need to know my spiritual origin. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Listen, my willing followers, daughters of the faith. My revelation is not your revelation. God will feed you directly in the same manner as I am fed. Patiently wait for your own spiritual explanation. Is this a new identity that I feel, to be no longer alone, no longer a slave or a wilderness dweller? The two pillars guiding and protecting me are no longer separate from me. I am the male and female of God's creating. His, her omniscient aroma fills my house, temple, body. Now just look at the great peace that rests in the full recognition of perfect being. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Do you see how God's Ten Commandments were always in effect as spiritual creation unfolded? 10 valiant ensigns each day for 6 days, standing to defend the great enlightenment? See, they are all here as corroborating evidence of Christ's creation, like 60 valiant men. Each commandment is a sword of truth, cutting asunder every mental foe. Each law is arrayed with the strength of good against any intrusion. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. This great peace manifested is protected and preserved by the design of the Almighty, and appears to us as an object of strength, so that we will not fear when our Lord comes to us. Every element of our being is composed of God's peculiar treasure, and the divine nature of womanhood is central to this treasure. For the core and cause of every effect is love. Go forth, you dominion daughters. See the big picture, the full range of love's divine relationship, expressed each day as gladness of heart.